This lecture covers the Northern Irish Troubles from 1972 to 1998 and the developments following the end of Stormont. It also seeks to explain the key factors behind the Good Friday Agreement of 98. The introduction of direct rule from Westminster was not something which British politicians wanted, and nor was it a system that they hoped would last. Following the creation of the Northern Ireland Office and the appointment of William Whitelaw as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, the government set about trying to restore devolution. Because of the failure of the Stormont system, it had to be different, and this meant giving concessions to the political voice of moderate Irish nationalism in Northern Ireland, the SDLP, and gaining the approval and the acceptance of the Irish government. They could not simply reintroduce a system based on majority rule by which unionists would remain perpetually in power. Thus, the British government included two key differences in its proposals for restoring devolution. Power sharing, by which both unionists and nationalists would sit on an executive body and govern Northern Ireland together, and a cross-border institution, including the Irish government. Following elections for a new Northern Ireland Assembly, the political parties supporting the idea, the SDLP, the Cross Community Alliance Party, and Brian Faulkner's Unionists, met with the British and Irish governments, leading to the Sunningdale Agreement. Following Sunningdale, a power-sharing executive took office in January 1974, and proposals were made for a cross-border Council of Ireland. Sunningdale was not wholly supported, however. Following Whitelaw's proposals, the Unionist Party split. Brian Faulkner remained leader, but a group within the party rejected power sharing with nationalists and the involvement of the Irish government. They were joined by Bill Craig's Vanguard Unionist Progressive Party and Ian Paisley's Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP. In January 74, Faulkner was forced to resign from the Unionist Party's leadership after the Ulster Unionist Council voted against the establishment of a Council of Ireland, which they feared would serve as a stepping stone to a united Ireland. When the British Prime Minister Ted Heath called a general election in February 1974, Labour returned as a minority government, but in Northern Ireland, the election was treated as a referendum on the Sunningdale Agreement. The three unionist groups opposed to it campaigned together as the United Ulster Unionist Coalition, or Triple UC, using the slogan, "Dublin is just a Sunningdale away." They won 11 of 12 seats for Northern Ireland. Then, in May 1974, the Northern Ireland Executive collapsed after the Ulster Workers' Council, a body comprising trade unionists, the Triple UC and loyalist paramilitary groups, mounted a general strike backed by paramilitary intimidation. After the collapse, the British government was forced to return to direct rule, which, in spite of periodic attempts to restore devolution, remained for the next 24 years until the Good Friday Agreement.